1-0 your score. As Guillen digs in from the left side. The runner from second, Johnson, out to a big lead there with the shortstop playing behind him in the pitch. A knee-high strike on the outside corner comes across at 93 miles an hour and gets in to bring the count to 0-1. Birds have the early makings of a potential inning here, at least to try to get a run across, with the tying run now standing at second and the go-ahead run at the plate. The right-hander, Rivas, delivers as that ball gets sent into the air into the gap in right. Ranging to his right will be the right fielder. Goes off his glove, though. Johnson is going to go to third. Canseco's waving him around. The relay is bobbled by the second baseman, and in comes Nolan Johnson. We've got a tie ball game here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Defensive blunders abound, and good luck, Mr. Official, score. How do you rule that one? You could have easily three errors, two potentially on the right fielder alone, allowing that run to come home and score. It should have been an easy out on the catch. It'll have to be ruled an error there. He bobbled it again as he tried to pick it back up, allowing Johnson to go home. And then the second baseman bobbled the baseball to allow Guillen to get into second. Wow. But either way, Nolan Johnson scores the tying run. Osni Guillen is aboard on an error charge to the right fielder. And the Birds now have the go-ahead run standing at second base. Rivas delivers home as Monger watches the first pitch miss low on the outside corner. He's 0-for-3 today with three strikeouts in a 1-1 game. Birds now out hitting the Red Hawks today. As Colton Rivas stares in. Here's the pitch home. Breaking ball in the dirt, smothered nicely by Bailey behind home plate. And the count goes to 2-0.